Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Was the black population unduly demonized? The black population in Barbados, enslaved or free, was at the bottom of the societal ladder from the initial settlement through the post-emancipation period. From its inception, the nature of society was divisive and characterized by the tenets of race, class, and religion, which served to separate the people groups within the society, with the black population being set apart on all levels. Therefore, it was the standard modus operandi of newspapers to consistently highlight the black population in a negative light. This was evident in the Barbadian on this day, March 26, in the year 1823, where the editorial acknowledged that the excellent laws of the land were, quote, set at defiance by vagabonds of every description, white, black, and colored, by the free man and by the slave. But the slaves especially are in such a state of licentiousness and lawless liberty, end quote. Though the writer conceded that laws were broken by all groups, he would prejudice the statement by placing emphasis on the most disenfranchised group within society. Consequently, the tone of the reports always exhibited negative connotations and expectations toward this group. As a result, the reports leave one to wonder if all the criminal, immoral, or decadent acts within society were the sole domain of the black population. Were the crimes of the other people groups on the island less lamentable? The editorials and other reports in the newspapers seem to finger the black disenfranchised as the most deplorable group, even accusing owners and the police of ineptitude in their responses to their behavior. This perspective was very evident when a ranger was found dead on the Jones River Plantation in St. Joseph, and even in the face of no substantial evidence, members of the white population were calling for the death of an enslaved man, Sam by name, to be executed for this unproven crime. Even after the coroner reported his findings, in which he concluded that there was no evidence on which he could substantiate the verdict against Sam, the newspaper reports continued to publish the calls of the public for Sam to be put to death. Blacks were also accused of being rowdy and causing mayhem in the town, but history has recorded the criminal activities of other people groups across the capital. In 1773, a white band of criminals, calling themselves the True Blue Gang, an organized criminal entity, rampaged across the length and breadth of Bridgetown on a heinous crime spree, assaulting everyone they met. The result? Murder. The police were unable to find them, and they terrorized the town for some time, hiding out in their lair, but continuing to venture out to engage in their criminal activities. They were finally brought to justice. Another assault by a white mob would see the Methodist Chapel at Chapel Street in Bridgetown literally picked down, quote unquote, brick by brick. The pre-emancipation religious climate on the island was very contentious, as different denominations were persecuted. Caught in this web of persecution, the Methodists, like the Quaker and Jewish communities before them, became the focus of horrific harassment that threatened the group and secured the exile of their leader, Reverend James William Shrewsbury. National hero, the Right Excellent Sarah Ann Gill, would also be subjected to persecution during this period of torment against her religious group. Could it be that the acts reported in the newspapers as perpetrated by blacks be forms of retaliation due to the result of discriminatory doings against them? Could it be, we wonder, that they were railroaded into responding to wrongdoings against them? As was the pregnant woman in town who was reportedly attacked by a police officer. These are the things on which to ponder. As a result, on this day, March 26, in the year 1823, The editorial in The Barbadian prompted questions on the societal perspective that adjudged the black population as villains as reflected in that newspaper.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavill Campus.